Euclidean translations. Parallels. 1. We move. Space is huge. We, side by side. We want to speak. But what each one has to say, the other knows already. As since the start, effaced, forgotten, the same movement. In our dreams we meet. We love and we complete. We go no further than the other and the self. 2. You cry into the space that must separate you. You cry so loud, at the least, into space that cuts you into two, as if you were the only ones unable to meet. Square. Each of your sides admires itself in the others. How to direct preference? To the one reached through touch, or the one fully faced? I forgot the angles. Scratches from beyond. Take it off. At that point, doubts are renascent. Right angle. 1. Angerless, waiting on someone to threaten to the deepest self a mass of relics that the least of winds throw up into oblivion. 2. Given like day, open like day, hollowed as noon by an equal light, but only there in sight, so that the threat, dark treason, is in your back, frozen back, upright still though clumsy. Circle. 1. You are a brother. We can hear you. Make me also enclosed. We're warming up again, living together, thinking of 2. You, depth in surface, sunken depth at surface level. No flight, of any volume. Perfectly plain, in your deepness. The static coming and going feeds you. Depth in you, from each point out to the others that create circle. This, tedium, conquered.